The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
His voice. There's something special about our parents' voice. Even though my mother passed away over a decade ago, if I were to hear her voice in a recording, I'd be able to recognize it immediately. And if you were blessed to know your father, it's very likely and normal for you to remember it when and if you hear it for many years, and possibly to hear it in your own mind even after he has passed. Thinking of this concept brings to mind the RCA famous trademark of the dog peering into the gramophone with a caption, "His master's voice." There's just something about our father's voice, and it brings back memories of him, who he is or was. You remember what he liked and didn't like, and sometimes you're able to remember his instructions, things that he liked and wanted to do, along with some things you know that he does not want you to do. And the closer you are, or were, to him, the better and more clearly you know what he would do in certain circumstances. In many, many ways, that is how it is regarding your relationship with your Heavenly Father. And there are times when we sense His still, small voice directing our choices. His words come to mind. Christ describes this in John, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one fold, and one shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." And Christ declares that people who are spiritually dead can and will be brought to life as they hear and believe the voice of God. John 5. "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but is passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." God's voice, His word, is recorded in Scripture. Our Bible is one way to hear Him. Hebrews 4. "For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires." From Psalm 119. Beth, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." The Apostle John heard God's voice as he had a glimpse into the future. Revelation 21. "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." Please listen. Listen for God's word. Hear his words in his word. Psalm 95. "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for He is our God. And we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts." Dear Heavenly Father, through Your Spirit, help us to hear You more clearly, to really listen to Your words with our hearts, not just our ears. Help us to recognize and obey Your voice.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.